Instant Messages, at the top of my list, by Ryan Carr, Church Magazines. Before I married my wife, Stacy, people told me how to find the right person to marry. They said I should make a list of the qualities I was looking for in a spouse. My list went something like this. I want to marry a young woman who is spiritual, is a returned missionary, has a strong testimony, and wants to be a mother and raise our children in the gospel. It would also be nice if she is tall, athletic, and has blonde hair. As I was dating, I had a hard time finding a young woman with all of those characteristics. Young women are much more than a list of characteristics. They have different personalities, different likes and dislikes. Some are easier to talk to than others. Some are tall, some short, some like sports, some don't. I began to revise and prioritize my list. The most important change came from a sentence in my patriarchal blessing that says, "Heavenly Father was preparing a young woman for me to marry in the temple." That sentence, along with prayer and the Spirit, was my guide. My wife is short, has dark brown hair, didn't go on a mission, and doesn't play sports. But as we dated, I found that she is kind, easy to talk to, fun to be with, has a strong testimony, and wants to raise children in the gospel. So, I decided that hair color and athletic ability weren't as important to me as seeking to know Heavenly Father's will in deciding whom to marry. When I was with Stacy, I felt at peace. I felt she was the one Heavenly Father had prepared for me to marry. Stacy and I were sealed in the temple. I am glad I put learning and obeying Heavenly Father's will at the top of my list. Dating Dilemma, by Tiffany Day. I met him at school when I was 17. He was funny, smart, and really cute, but best of all, he was spiritual. We quickly became friends. We started dating, always going in groups and keeping it casual. It was fun being with him, and he made me want to be a better person, although we were never seriously dating. I started to wonder what my Heavenly Father thought about all the time and energy I was putting into this relationship. I decided to fast and pray about it. I was surprised at how quickly the answer came. I felt the promptings of the Spirit tell me the opposite of what I'd hoped to hear. I knew that I needed to stop spending so much time with my friend, but I wasn't exactly sure why. Despite my doubts, I wanted to follow what my Heavenly Father had in mind for me. It was hard to tell my friend that I couldn't see him so often, but I knew it was the right thing to do. I learned that answers do come through prayer and fasting, and that even when I don't know why the Lord guides me in a certain direction, I can trust His wisdom. He has prepared a plan for me, and I am happiest when I follow His will. Note: Tiffany Day is a member of the Dawson Hollow Ward, Layton, Utah, Kays Creek Stake. End of note. My Great First Date, by Esther Lidicote. Before I was old enough to date, my parents discussed the rules of dating and the expectations they had for me. Based on those expectations, we have a tradition in our family that the first date be a double date, arranged by an older sibling. When I turned 16, my older sister and her future husband arranged a perfect double date for me. Our first destination was to grab strawberry ice cream cones. Then we headed to a beach, had dinner, and walked around. We went to the fun alley for some air hockey and games. At a playground, we ate yummy birthday cake. What a great first date! By following my parents' rules, I have been able to enjoy each stage in life. I have experienced group dating, then single dating, and now the blessing of a temple marriage. Note: Esther Lidicote is a member of the Warwick Ward, Perth, Australia, Warwick Stake. End of Instant Messages.